We had it was a really exciting day. So many changes. You know, I was so weird at the end of the day to not be interviewing either Serge Corbin or Andy Treble.
Right, sure.
And it was an interesting finish as well. That finish, they won by 1 second.
That's amazing. After all those hours and all those miles, 1 second.
Well, it was, you know, and there was some maneuvering in there. I'm not sure. It's one of those things that some people believe in canoe racing, like auto racing. You can, you know, kind of bump or kind of shove off to the side. You know, you kind of move them. Well, you know, they the second place team was moved toward the shore. If you remember that finish with Andy Treble, Serge Corbin that year, same thing. And you know, some paddlers call it strategy, and this is you know, the way that works.
Mm-hmm.
And others say, you know, let's do a clean sprint to the finish and see. And you know, it was exciting. It really was. And you rarely see that in the pro race,
right?
Coming down to the wire like that.
We had a lot of local paddlers do well.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, I also want to recognize Andy Treble, and I said it yesterday on the air. This guy is such an amazing paddler. Yes, he came in third place, but he was sick for a lot of the race.
Mm-hmm.
You know, I mean, he, you know, and I've always been amazed by those paddlers that, you know, you and I get sick, we're lying in bed.
Yeah.
You know, he's getting sick and all that, but he's still getting third place in an over 30 team pro race.
Right.
I mean, amazing.
And he was the first to congratulate the winners.
Was he?
Yeah.
I'm glad to hear that because, you know, he's always been very gracious, comes in and talks to us and all that. And you know, it just shows you these guys are all friends.
Mm-hmm.
And it's interesting when they come off the river and they discuss the race with each other. It's you know, it's fun. But locals, I mean, I got to tell you, these guys, I'm the most impressive team to me yesterday was this aluminum, open stock aluminum team of Bill and Brian Wally from Walton. These guys, it was over 40 minutes they beat the second place
team. Yeah, that's outrageous.
Well, not only is it outrageous, but you're also pulling a very heavy canoe.
Right.
And they moved pretty quick. I mean, you know, they did, like, you know, for someone that doesn't know, they did it 9 hours and 2 minutes, okay? Sounds like a lot of time. It is. But when you compare it to the much leaner, lighter Fibon Carber boats.
Fibon Carber, what?
Fibon Carber, Carber 5, it shows you.
Wow. You're still delirious, aren't you?
Well, it's Regatta Hangover.
Hey.
But if you compare it to those, that's a lot to pull. That's a lot. It's like sitting in a huge log.
Yes.
You know. And so those guys.
One of them Fibon Carbon logs.
Yeah, he's got it on there. And then, of course, Don Lefevre from Norwich, many time winner, men's recreation class, but he did it with Kyle Smolin. And Kyle Smolin called him and asked him to race with him. He's from Mount Vision. And I guess Don had paddled with Kyle's father before. And all, and Kyle said, listen, I want to try this. I want to do it. I want to keep doing it for the, in the family and all, and there's nobody better than you to learn from.
Mm-hmm.
And so in his second try, he got a win. And then there was, in the E-class, which was the men's Nimkra stock, and for those of you who don't know, they're just different styles of boats. In second place, Dave Knapp and John Harrison. These guys are always up in first, second, third place in their races. They're from Oneonta. Folks in Franklin did very well in the mixed Nimkra stock race. Elizabeth and John Peterson, husband-wife team, Franklin, first place in that category. And then in second place in the 50 years and older one-man race, John Young from Portlandville, New York. Always up there, always in there. And in the pro race, when you have over 30 boats or 40 boats in a pro race, and you can finish in the top 10 to 15, they're usually pretty happy with that. And Al Shaver Jr. and Trevor Lefevre, Unadilla and Merredale, came in ninth. And in 11th place, Dale Persons and Mark Gillespie. Dale's from Unadilla, Mark is from Rochester. 13th place, this team has really picked up in the last year. I don't know if you noticed, Greg, Bruce Lee and John Partridge. John lives in Unadilla. John is originally from my neck of the woods.
Really?
A town called Congers, right next to Nyack.
Mm-hmm.
And I don't know where he paddled down there. if he was on the Hudson River, I think he's crazy. But, it gets a little rough out there.
A little bit of traffic out there.
But, yeah, 13th place they had. And in 15th place, Jeff Schultes, Hall of Famer, and Larry Harrison from Otigo and West Oneonta. And then Scott Girald in Bainbridge. Did the Open C170, the ABM stock, which is the Armand Bassett Memorial. And he was in second place with it, that category. Who else do we have? And one last local team, the other Lefevers, Sean and Todd, won the men's under 50 years of age comp cruising class, which is usually the second most participants, and also in terms of clout, you know, you win that one, you have two choices. Maybe you do it again, but then do you go to the pro level after that? Because that's right below the pro level. And they won this year. They came in second last year. And, you know, their mom, Pam Lefevre, mm-hmm. and they had these shirts on. There was a heart right here. It said mom inside. And, you know, they told me before the race, they were, you know, they got second place last year. This one's, they're winning for mom.
Mm-hmm.
And it was very well. And even after, you know, they get knocked out of the boat, and like I said, Trevor got nailed with a stick that was coming out of a log, or you know, whatever mm-hmm. it is, and almost knocked him out of the boat, and he had a gash on his side. People don't realize all the elements and all the things that they go through, especially when you hear about someone, you know, wrapped their boat around a tree or whatever, and you think an aluminum boat just wrapped, like, you'd be surprised at the strength that water has, mm-hmm. and once you stop and it keeps going, right. You know, the boats don't hold up like you would think they would.
Yeah, this was the first year also that Green Acres was an option. They'd shut it down for years. I don't remember being open. And Duke Fisher, I played basketball with him this morning, he talked about the same index bridge limb jutting out, that he caught it right square in the chest. But he said that Green Acres, some took it, some didn't. And I said, I'd not heard, you know, they didn't say, Joe Gardner never said that they were doing it or not, but at least that was an option this year because of the water. But they said it's tricky. It's a very tricky area.
You have to not only know the river, but you have to practice it numerous times, and you have to have somebody that can steer very well. I want to be taken through there sometime by a paddler just to see what you're talking about, because Nate Lull, who is here at CDO and did the G class, which was just a class to finish, but they raced hard, said that they were racing against Miranda and Rodney Robinson, you know, their own little on the river race. And when they got to that point, the Robinsons took Green Acres. They didn't. Robinson's way out in front. So the shortcut is if you know how to maneuver it. Otherwise, you can get all the way down to Sydney. Do you take the chance of wrapping your boat up and not finishing the race only 6 miles away? Mm-hmm. Or do you, you know, go the safer route? And Nate took the other route because it wasn't his boat. And he said, I'm not taking any chances, and mm-hmm. I'm not going to ruin a guy's boat, because right. he was in the stern steering. So it's really a lot more than we think and know when they're out on that river. And it was really funny. One of the first things when Steve LaJoie came up after winning the C1 Pro race to Bruce Barton, and he said, I'm really sorry about that. Mm-hmm. And Bruce's like, no problem. Don't worry about it, because fortunately, LaJoie was far enough ahead in his race that he was able to get on their wake. And now you get on a wake of a four-person canoe, I mean, it's like, you know, you can rest.
Sure.
It's a free ride. And so he did that for a while. And, you know, in paddling, you can do that, but then everybody takes turns pulling, you know. And in this case, how do you pull a four-person canoe? You know, he couldn't do his part, right. So... but they were just, it was nice. It was a fun day, and it seemed like everybody had a great time. Everybody raved about the water level. The problem, the water level was perfect. The problem was the headwind. Don Lefevre said in the interview that he had to check the side of the riverbank to see if they were actually moving at some points,
right.
or just staying still, fighting the wind. So it was... you know, it's a long day, man.
Yeah, oh yeah.
80 degrees, wind blowing at you, sun shining on you.
Right.
You know, I'm thinking Rob does it next year.
Oh, yeah. I've got a thought in my head right now, but I won't say it.
So
I can't say it.
Great time. And thanks to all the folks who listening and all. We had a lot of nice feedback, and it was great. Thanks to all the folks that did interviews with us prior, during, and the Hall of Fame ceremony. And it was really a special year. And that was our 86 to now. Is that our 27th or 28th?
It was our 29th officially.
29th official coverage of it?
Right. Starting in 86. Do the math. This would be the 29th. Next year will be the 30th time. And then 2016 will be the anniversary. It will be the 30th anniversary of the first time. See what I'm saying?
No, he's confusing me.
I understand him.
Yeah. It's 29 years.
I'm frightened now that I understand him.
Yeah. So if you count 86 is one, then that makes this one the 29th. And next year will be the 30th.
Okay, but what was that other piece you said after next year being the 30th?
Never mind.
30th anniversary of the first time.
30th anniversary of the first time. When's the 25th anniversary of the fourth time?
Anyway,
this is cool. I didn't realize it was that many. I'm thinking 27, 28. Mm-hmm. So next year will be our 30th race that we cover.
Yes.
Wow.
Mm-hmm.
That's, I didn't realize that we've done that many. I feel like I've put in 70 miles.
You look like it.
Yeah, thank you.
You look like you've been hit with a paddle and a few sticks.
Nate looks like he got a good night's sleep and didn't do that yesterday.
Yeah.
It's one of those guys, you know?
Yeah, I know. It's infuriating.
You see how much he eats?
No, I haven't seen that yet, but well, now that he's here, I'll watch.
He's got the metabolism of a hummingbird.
Really?
And so I think he eats every 7 minutes.
Wow.
So,
outstanding.
But great day and a lot of fun. General Clinton Canoe Regatta, nearly 1,000 paddlers, 28 states and 3 Canadian provinces represented this year over the 4-day weekend, and a very, very wonderful, wonderful event for our area. So hats off to John Harmon. The guy that made it all happen again this year, and John and all the volunteers that help him. Congratulations on another great event.